There are 35 U.S. Senate races in the country this year. North Carolina's is expected to be one of the tightest and most expensive. Five Democrats are vying for the nomination and a general election matchup with Republican incumbent Tom Tillis. Jeff DeBury reports on the leading contenders.
Two candidates are widely acknowledged as the frontrunners in this Democratic primary, Cal Cunningham and Erica Smith. He is an establishment-backed military veteran with a vault full of resources. She's the grassroots contender, a sitting state senator trying to advance on a shoestring budget. He is white. She is black.
I mean, Erica Smith has a great profile, but I don't think she didn't play her cards very well.
Thomas Mills is a Democratic consultant. He is not working for any of the candidates in this race. His critique stems from more than a year ago when Smith entered this race.
If you're going to jump in a race that early, the whole reason to do it is to show that you've got the money and the connections and the organization to clear the field.
Donations to Smith's campaign did not follow in the first quarter of 2019, nor the second. Neither did a formidable campaign infrastructure. Cunningham had been running for lieutenant governor, but jumped races when he saw an opportunity. He has since raised millions and been assisted by millions more in outside support. Davidson College political science professor Susan Roberts says Smith needs money and fast.
It doesn't take rocket science to figure out that turnout is what drives elections. And with the money you buy the ads that generate name recognition. And with name recognition, you turn out.
If Cal Cunningham is heading to the top of the primary mountain in a climate-controlled gondola, then Erica Smith is trudging to the summit through a thicket with one of those large walking sticks. Nevertheless, she is undeterred.
I am in the lead.
Smith attributes that claim to some of the polling for this race, polls that show her beating Tillis by a wider margin than Cunningham in a general election. However, several other more recent polls show Cunningham comfortably ahead of her in the primary.
We were going to get T-shirts. They have money, we have people. And so I have always been a coalition builder. We have the largest coalition of people all over the states, people from all demographics, people from all walks of life.
On the stump, she has supported the Green New Deal and recently Medicare for All. Those campaign positions are more progressive than her voting record as a state senator. She's in her third term serving parts of Northeast North Carolina and believes she's positioned to do well with black and millennial voters.
Always game.
At Cunningham's headquarters, a few workers shuffle about on phones and computers. He has the backing of the influential Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Cunningham served one term in the state Senate nearly 20 years ago and made an unsuccessful bid for U.S. Senate in 2010.
Over and over and over again, and I think increasingly in America, it is corporate, big moneyed interests that are driving outcomes. Well, you see it in a tax cut debate.
Cunningham rails against the 2017 federal tax cuts for disproportionately benefiting the wealthy.
Why is it that we would pass tax cuts that benefit the narrow few? Because the narrow few are paying for the elections.
Cunningham supports an amendment to the U.S. Constitution to reverse Citizens United. That's the landmark case heard by the U.S. Supreme Court 10 years ago, which opened the doors to unlimited independent spending in elections. The irony, of course, is that Cunningham is propped up in part by the dark money he would like to do away with. That dark money is on top of what his campaign has raised. And presently, Cunningham has about 18 times the amount of cash on hand that Smith does. His campaign is using some of it on TV and web ads.
I never thought that one of the greatest threats to our country would be the corruption we're witnessing in Washington today.
Meanwhile, in recent days, Smith has made her first appearance on local airwaves.
Erica Smith is the real deal. Vote Democrat Erica Smith for U.S. Senate, the only proven progressive.
That ad was paid for by an outside conservative group, hoping to bolster her efforts and force Cunningham to spend more of his war chest in the final weeks of this primary race. Jeff DeBury, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.